Monday, May 13th, 2024. Two people. She reads the paper while he turns on the TV. She likes the mountains. He craves the sea. He'd rather drive. She'll take the plane. He waits for sunshine. She walks in the rain. He gulps down cold drinks. She sips her tea hot. He asks, "Why go?" She asks, "Why not?" In just about everything, they disagree. But they love each other. And they love me. This is such a simple poem, but it contains a lot to reflect upon. For 50 years, I would mention to couples preparing to get married that the main reason they were attracted to each other and wanted to get married was that they both were so different. One was a spender. The other was a saver. One was a morning person. The other was an evening person. One was very neat. The other could be messy. Etc., etc. Sometimes I even told them that they were 90% different. Opposites do attract. I thought this had backfired one day when I ran into a couple I had married 25 years before. The husband immediately reminded me of what I had said before their vows. "You said that we were 90% different than each other." Well, you were wrong. After 25 years and 4 kids, we've discovered we're 99% different. That is why the last two lines of the poem are so important. But they love each other, and they love me. My own mom and dad argued a lot, and they disagreed on almost everything. But down deep, they loved each other, and most of all, they loved me. That's what really counts. That's what I got out of their marriage. I'm 80 years old now, and I can still hear their arguments and disagreements. But what keeps me going today is that I know they really loved me. What are your thoughts on this poem and on my comments? God, help me to respond with love before I react with anger. You know two people to share this with. Please do. www.treatsforthesoul.org. And please listen to my podcast.